Hillary. Next president of the United States. Like I've been predicting for like what, 4 fucking years now. Because I am the great one himself and nobody wants to fucking listen, but I'm always right. I remember when people were like, yeah, Hillary, she quit as secretary, well, she's secretary of state. Yeah, she's not running for president. Oh, God. And I told you, fuck, nobody listens. What they do, however, is they scream, cry, whine, piss, nibble, moan, look for a fucking safe space. And you shove your opinions up your ass. That way Hillary's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. I am right. I have always been right. I will always be right. I've never been wrong. I told you Hillary Clinton would be the next president of the United States. There are some people out there who still don't believe me. Those are called stupid people. I am the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, and this is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform in which I launched the Christmas and my intellect comes in on and destroys stupid motherfucking statist all around the world. You can have your motherfucking Hillary t-shirt. You're still fucking stupid. You're a fucking stupid moron. And given the opportunity, I would happily mow you down with 50 caliber machine gun shooting Teflon-coated bullets. What's up, y'all? It is... what the fuck is today? 22nd of June. It's the 22nd already. Where the fuck is today's going? God damn it. It's Wednesday. How is it Wednesday already? Alright, I got a lot of shit to do. There's always a lot of shit to do. I start to say, oh, god damn, it's already Monday. Oh, god damn, it's already Tuesday. Oh, god damn, it's already Wednesday. Anyhow, it is Wednesday. 22nd of June, year of our Lord, the Messiah, 2016, first affirmative action president. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's on the other side of the glass, being seen and not heard, the way women should be. I am the great one himself. I founded the Cynical Libertarian Society back in 1999. Go fuck yourself. I know you have a website. Nobody gives a shit. Shut up. I've been podcasting for 11 motherfucking years. How long have you been podcasting? Have you been podcasting for 11 motherfucking years? Good. Don't fucking try to critique what the fuck I'm... don't send me... you were banging on the table. I don't want... if you don't want to listen to the podcast, don't fucking listen to the podcast. Why are you still here? Turn the shit off. Go live your life. It's not my place to fucking do my podcast in a way that makes you happy, okay? Managing your emotions is not my fucking problem. That is something you people out there really need to understand. This is one of the root causes of the whole social justice warrior thing. Is all of you fucking pieces of shit out there who think that it's up to other people to manage your emotions for you. Well, Donald Trump said something, and that's racist. As I was some friends with him, we got to say, again, Donald Trump is a racist. I'm like, guys, I'm still waiting for any one of you to actually define the word racist for me. Then, of course, which none of them can define the word racist, but then once we get past that, can you give me an example of what Donald Trump has done that's racist? And everybody who says Donald Trump is racist always goes, well, he wants to not let what do you call those fucking child rapist people? Muslims! He wants to not let any Muslims into the country. Okay, Muslims, Islam, that's not a race, that's a religion. Don't try to fucking come to me and act like you're going to have an intelligent conversation when you don't know the difference between a race and a religion. You're the kind of people I want to slit your throats. I want you to die. I want the state to collapse. I want natural selection to take place. I want you to starve to death and die. I want the world to be a better place. And the way the world will become a better place is if people who don't know the difference between race and religion, while at the same time saying that there's no such thing as race, that race is a social construct, if those people are all dead, that is going to make America great again. Donald Trump cannot make America great again, despite anything you may hear him say on the television. I know it's on the TV, it must be true. The only thing that can make America great again, assuming that America was ever great to begin with, keeping in mind that America is the continent we live on, and it's just ground, it's rock, it's dirt, it's rivers, it's streams. You know, the only thing that can make this nation state great is the collapse of the nation state and the subsequent natural selection that would take place. Anyway, I'm still the great one himself, and I did all that. And you can send us email at God, it's dog spelled backwards, God@CYNLIBSOC.com on the motherfucking interwebs. I think there should be a domain name for it. Instead of .com, somebody needs to get the domain, somebody needs to start, not a domain name, the, what do you call it, domain suffix? What the fuck? There's a word for it that I can't think of right now. Anyway, instead of being able to get .com, you should be able to get .motherfucking.com. That would be the greatest, because then I would buy Cynical Libertarian Society .motherfucking.com or Natural Selection .motherfucking.com. Oh, holy sh! Wait. Oops, did I break that? My Randy doesn't let me touch the fucking computers. Because every time I do, I fuck something up. Either that or I almost reboot, or remember the time I spilled water on the keyboard? That was fantastic. She almost killed me. Now I'm checking something out. Hang on, because this shit happens. There, yeah, damn it! I was checking to see if there is a website, naturalselection.com. It goes to something called Unknown Worlds Entertainment. Looks like they make games? Subnautica is an underwater open world adventure game. Descend into the depths of an alien underworld filled with resources, creatures, wonders, and threats. Craft equipment and submarines to explore lush coral reefs, volcanoes, cave systems, and more, all while trying natural selection. Natural selection blends first-person combat with real-time strategy. It features intense Marines versus Aliens team play, where one Marine can become a commander and leads in the player's top-down perspective. Natural selection, blah, blah, blah. Free for owners of Half-Life in 2010. Natural Selection 2, shooter strategy hybrid game, featuring two unique playable sides. What is it? And dynamic environments, released to number one on the top seller list, reaching major content upgrades. I just wanted to see if naturalselection.com was available. And now we're looking at computer games on the internets. Yeah. So it's on Steam. Archive game guide. Natural selection game guide. Okay, can I actually play a video here? Everybody's listening to this. They're going, what in the fuck? Dude, we did not fucking tune into the podcast to listen to you talk about motherfucking computer games on the fucking internet. Well, you know, it's, again, guys, it's my fucking podcast. If this offends you, if this hurts your little fucking feelings, stop listening. Go away. Oh, dude, he's got a flamethrower. I'm watching videos from Natural Selection too. Ooh, he's shooting shit. Okay, that's a bonus. I like shooting shit in video games. Oh my god, I'm going to play a video game. I'm going to turn into a homosexual Muslim and go kill some homosexuals in a gay dance club. Because, my god, video games, they control your mind. They're like assault rifles. They control your brain and make you do things. The fuck? Yeah, it looks kind of cool. Alright, yeah. What is this? So then we got some... Yeah. Let's skip the introduction shit. I know what it is. It's natural selection. So you got some overhead view, so you can watch people moving around. All right, sweet. So natural selection, computer game. Let me close that. All right, we're moving on. Why in the fuck? I thought I closed the email. Randy, you're supposed to tell me to close the fucking email so I don't get distracted. All right, email program closed. You're slacking off again, Randy. Fucking women. All right, anyway, hi, what's up, y'all? We're 10 minutes into the podcast. I should get started. Here we go. Do I have anything else I need to tangent about? Oh, yeah. Went trail running again this morning. Oh, it was glorious. Oh, it was so beautiful. It was a good morning. It was a very, very good morning on the trail. Whew, so, feeling good. Feeling energized. Welcome to Statheist Femistatist Defend Muslim Rapist Episode 2. Men are stupid. In episode 1, Women Lack Self-Awareness, we talked about how, well, for those of you who are stupid and couldn't figure it out from the title, we talked about how women don't have self-awareness. Today, we are going to talk about how men are stupid. Where are my notes? Here my go. Okay. Women don't have self-awareness, blah, 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 blah. All right, now. Women don't have self-awareness. We have to briefly recap, right? Women have no idea what they want. Women don't know what sexually turns them on. Women don't know what romantically turns them on. Women, as we can see by the fact that they constantly vote for more socialism, more immigrants, more rapists coming here to kill them, less ability to defend themselves, yada, yada, yada. Women have no fucking awareness of what's good for them, what's bad for them, what's good for other people, what's bad for them, because women are driven by, they're driven by hypergamy. They're driven by self-interest. They're driven by selfishness. They're driven by their desire to always get as much free shit as they possibly can. In The Rational Male, Tomasini, whose name I know I'm mispronouncing, refers to it as provisioning. And I think that's an excellent word. The first time I read it, I'm like, oh, that's really good. He says that women are constantly seeking provisioning, which is true. Women always want free stuff. They want provisions. They want men to give them provisions. And as I and other people, of course, have pointed out, during the course of evolution, which I know many of you out there deny, there was no need for women to ever have the mental capacities for things such as logic, loyalty, self-sacrifice, because everything in the woman's existence revolves around how can she get free stuff from men. How can she be a parasite on men? And the interesting thing is that the differing perspectives. Women, so you got a woman, she pops out of the womb, she's a little baby. For the first third of her life, she's dependent on her father. She gets free shit from her father. So she's a parasite on her father. Then she gets married, she's got a husband. And she's a parasite on the husband. She gets the free shit from him. She has kids. At least one of them is a man. A boy, whatever. He grows up to be a man. When her husband gets too old and or dies in the war or whatever, then she spends the rest of her life, the remaining third of her life, parasiting off of her son. So from the perspective of men, women are parasites on their fathers, their husbands, and their sons. The fascinating thing is that women have actually not just reframed this parasitism as oppression, but they have actually convinced men that this is oppression. Some men, not all men, of course. This, I think, is one of the most brilliant reframes in the entire history of the human species, and is a perfect example when people say, you know, when somebody like on my side of the spectrum says that the United States of America is gynocentric, when I've said that the, you know, I've said and gotten riffed on the fucking interwebs for this, which is fine. I mean, give a shit. I'm saying this is the sort of statement that pisses people off enough that they will actually respond to it on the internet. Is the one time when I said that the United States of America is a government of the women, by the women, for the women. Right? I mean, no, we live in a society where women are parasites on men the entire fucking length of their life. And there's a shit ton of men. There's like, what, 80% of the men, easily 80% of the men in the United States of America are beta males who actually believe women are oppressed because women get alimony payments and welfare and child support, and because women are never responsible if they get pregnant and the man is always responsible, yada yada, so forth and so on. It's a brilliant, brilliant piece of reframing. It's part of why the United States of America as a nation state is going to collapse and die, and we'll be moving to that. This is the part about men are stupid, right? For women to attempt to reframe their parasitism as oppression makes total sense from a female perspective. And again, it's important for me to emphasize, it doesn't mean women are evil, it's just biology, right? It's back to the fire analogy I use all the time. There's a fire, there's a campfire. If you take your hand and you stick your hand in the fire is going to burn you. Okay, the fire is not evil. The fire's just doing what fire does. So women, they don't know what they want. They don't understand themselves. They don't have self-awareness. They are, as I've said, the most environmentally destructive animals on the planet Earth. They are selfish. They are catty. They are two-faced. They are manipulative. They are gossips. They are hateful. Again, the studies where you put two women in a room, you have a third woman walk in. If the third woman looks prettier than the two women in the room and leaves, the two women in the room will start saying nasty things about her. I'm not making this up. This is called science. People have done these social experiments and the conclusions are there. This is what women do. Women talk about, right? So women, selfish, hateful, catty, manipulative, gossip, environmentally destructive, fucking self-serving cunts. They're not evil. That's just what they're programmed biologically to do. Evolution has said unto women, you will survive and make babies. Here are the tools you need to survive and make babies, because part of surviving and making babies is getting the best man you can get, or the best men you can get, to give you provisions, to give you free stuff, to give you resources so that you can spit out babies. And of course, now we see that the husband, and in many cases the father, and in some cases the son, is actually being replaced by the government. So, women do not have self-awareness. That's fine. It's just like the fire is hot. It's the nature of fire. It's not evil. Women do not have self-awareness. It's just the nature of women. They're not evil. It's just how they are. Now, one time back in the good old days, back in the patriarchy days, back in some world fantasy time that may in fact only exist in my imagination, because I can't say because I wasn't alive 2,000 years ago and neither were you. But at some time in the past, men recognized that women were clueless and you told them what to do, and if they didn't do it, you just slapped them and told them to do it anyway. Kind of like Islam treats women now, which is why I'm looking forward to the Islamic invasion of the United States, because I am looking forward to a United States of America in which women know their place, in which they keep their mouth shut, and they walk two steps behind the men. And this is why, and you may think I'm being sarcastic, I'm really not. I'm really getting on board with this. This is why I welcome the Muslim invaders, because they are going to change the culture of this nation state. And they're going to change the culture of this nation state not towards more tolerance for homosexuals and trannies and all this other shit. That's not the direction it's going to change in. Right now, Hillary Clinton's getting elected, but believe you me, once a sufficient number of Muslims are here, there's going to start to be a shift, and it's not going to go in a direction the social justice warriors are going to like. But the beautiful part, I hope I live long enough to see this, we'll be seeing. I mean, we already see the social justice. That's the whole point of this entire fucking series of podcasts, right? Statheist, femistatist, defending Muslim rapist. We already see people who think that the vagina is the most sacred thing on the planet Earth and there's no such thing as God. We see these people defending religious people who are raping women. I can't wait to see the statheist, femistatist, defending Muslims who want to implement Sharia law. It's going to be beautiful. And it also illustrates an important thing to understand about not just left-wing statists, but all statists, is that they have no consistency in their beliefs because they have no foundations, right? Actually, they do. I misspeak. The left-wing status does have a foundation. And that's the thing. Everybody has a foundation. For example, as an anarcho-capitalist, my foundation, guys, has nothing to do with what I'm supposed to be talking about. But here we go, tangenting already because I'm the great one and I can do whatever the fuck I want. First principle. My first principle, there's a word for these things, I have to remember it. My first principle is, of course, the non-aggression principle. Everything stems from that. For the left-wing statist, social justice warrior, statheist, homostatist, femistatist, you may look at them and you may see, well, they're against rape, but they're defending rapist if the rapists are Muslims, and they're against religion, and they hate Christians, but they love... And you may think there's no first principle here. There's no consistent base for all of their beliefs. But there is. The consistent base for all of their beliefs is their hatred for heterosexual white men who work for a living. Now I'm actually getting ahead of myself because I'm about to start talking about the conclusion and I haven't even built it. All right, let's get back. So we've established, and I know you haven't really, I remember my philosophy professor, one of them, where you haven't really established, oh, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Okay. Yes, women do not have self-awareness. You can fucking disagree with that all you want. I can only assume that you don't actually know any women. I know women. I'm not talking about on the internet. I'm not in real life. I can tell you for a fucking fact, women have no fucking self-awareness. All right, moving on. Finally. Once upon a time, back in these old and mythological days that may not even really exist, men recognized that women don't have self-awareness. And so if a woman said something stupid like, I want a man who's like sensitive and my ideal man is like pajama boy, men would hear that and they would laugh because they knew this wasn't true. They knew that what women really want to spread their legs for is men who have, as Aaron Cleary says, muscles, money, and motorcycles. That's what women really wanted, and men recognized this. So men did things like got jobs, went to the gym, drove motorcycles, shit like that. You know, they were manly. I'm reading my notes. I actually have notes, believe it or not. Men ignored what women said and just did what the fuck they knew worked. Somewhere along the way, and I don't really know when it started to happen, but I know it's happening in full force right now. Men, 80% of men, started to actually pay attention to what women would tell them. Women would say, well, I want a man who's sensitive and loves animals and talks to me about his feelings. And men 80% of men, the 80%, we'll refer to them as the 80% from here on out. And the 80% heard women saying this. And somehow or another, all of their powers of observation just vanished. Instead of hearing the woman's words and looking at her actions and basing their conclusions upon the woman's actions, they decided, well, she says she wants a man who's sensitive and talks about her feelings. That must be what she really wants. Despite the fact that she's fucking the criminal, the bad boy, the psychopath, the married man, all of this other stuff. Men, the 80%, became so fucking stupid. And I don't really know how this happened. I don't have a thesis on that yet. But somehow or another, the 80% became so stupid that they started believing the words of a woman over a woman's actions. Again, let me just, I was going to say briefly, but we all know I don't do anything briefly. Let's take these two examples. When I did the fucking podcast series where I made fun of the Russian princess cunt Julia, right? Well, she's talking about, yeah, I saw this woman and she's a prison guard and she got pregnant by a guy in the prison and she has twins and the guy in the prison is the daddy and her boyfriend is taking care of this prisoner's kids. You know, I mean, there it is. There it is. The boyfriend is probably the sensitive 90s pajama boy guy and his girlfriend, the prison guard, is fucking the man who's in prison, and that's the kids that pajama boy is raising. My other favorite classic example, the E. Jean. I tried looking for the. I really need to find it because E. Jean is on the internet. She has the archives. I need to find the actual text of this letter again because it's just so rich and so prime, and I need to link to it so that you understand I'm not making this shit up. The woman who writes into E. Jean, the advice columnist, and says, yeah, I'm engaged to this rich guy, and he bought me a giant diamond, and he bought me a new car, and I'm going to get married to him. But my problem is that I'm having sex with an unemployed guy who has a whole lot of student debt loan and lives with his parents. And again, there it is. You can hear women say whatever the fuck they want. But if you look at what they actually do, and remember, this don't just apply to the girls. This is one of the rules of CLSology, which one of these days I'm going to get off my ass and finish and post on the fucking interwebs. It's a rule of CLSology, not just for girls, it's for everybody. Boys, girls, trannies, homos, Muslims, Christians, Jews, atheists, blacks, whites, yellows, greens, pinks, what, it doesn't fucking matter. You always judge people by what they do, not what they say. Somehow, somewhere, for some reason, and there could be lots of theories. People say, what's the feminization of our society? You know, I mean, I don't have a thesis yet. Somewhere along the way, white men in North America lost sight of the concept that you judge people by what they do, not what they say. Somehow or another, white men in North America lost their ability to understand that people's actions are more important than people's words. And I know many of you out there, especially those of you who are stupid, if you're a 99%er, you are disagreeing with that. And again, I'll just say, okay, so if I come to your house and I push your mother down and I slap the bitch in the face and then I'm raping your mother in the ass and I say to you, I am against raping women. Okay, which is more important, what I'm doing or what I'm saying? And now I understand if I'm a Muslim, which I am, by the way, let me remind everybody, even though I am a white man who is heterosexual, I identify as a lesbian Muslim woman, and anything you say that disagrees with me, you are guilty of hate speech, and I will report you. So anyway, if I'm raping your mother, I mean, does it matter what I'm doing or what I'm saying? Now, of course, if I'm a Muslim, which I am, I identify as a Muslim, that kind of throws a kink into it because it's acceptable for Muslims to rape women because Muslims aren't white men. But let's pretend for a moment that I'm a cis, that I identify as a heterosexual white man because that's how I was born, instead of a lesbian Muslim woman. If I'm a heterosexual white man and I'm raping your mother, and at the same time I say I don't think men should rape women, what's more important, what I'm saying or what I'm doing? If this is still too complex for you to understand that actions are more important than words, I would like you to go kill yourself. Do the world a favor, engage some natural selection, make the world a better place, because remember, you probably think the world is overpopulated, and if everybody who believes in overpopulation would kill themselves, problem solved, right? It's like homelessness. I've talked about this before. If everybody who is concerned about homeless people took a homeless person home with them, homelessness solved. But you're not interested in solutions. You're interested in exterminating white men. All right, let's move forward. So men are stupid. Ah, shit. Not you guys. Tiger shit. All right. So anyway, the women are like, oh, we want men who are sensitive. We want men who are kind. We want men who respect us. We want men to treat us as equals. We want men who appreciate us for being strong and independent and beautiful from the inside, regardless of how, you know, fat and pierced and tattooed and short-haired and fucking. You know what else is funny? Yesterday, while drinking beer, one of my idiot friends is like, yeah, Donald Trump has orange hair. And this was said as an insult. Well, I mean, okay. But here's what's interesting. If I insult a fat chick for having orange hair, I'm sexist. But Donald Trump has orange hair, and that's a legitimate criticism of why he shouldn't be president of the United States. As I've said before, there's probably thousands of reasons Donald Trump should not be president of the United States, starting, of course, with the fact that there should be no president of the United States because there should be no federal government, because I'm a fucking anarchist, for those of you who are stupid and 99%ers. But even assuming there should be a president, any non-stupid person who can use logic and do a little bit of rational thinking could probably, if you give them, say, 10 minutes, you could probably come up with at least 5 actual legitimate, verifiable, reasonable reasons Donald Trump should not be president of the United States. Orange hair is not one of them. Donald Trump has orange hair is an emotional response. Now, you may say, but great one. When you make fun of a fat woman for having orange hair and saying you don't want to fuck her, isn't that an emotional response? Yes, but I'm not pretending it isn't. I'm not saying she's necessarily a bad person because she's fat and has orange hair. I'm just saying I don't want to fuck her. Who I personally want to fuck or not fuck is subjective. Anyway, back to the topic. We're going to make some vague attempts to stay on topic. Oh, fat chance. As fat as that woman with the orange hair. All right. So women are saying all this bullshit. And because men are stupid, and because men want sex, at some point, men started believing the things women say instead of the things women do. So the woman says, I want a sensitive 90s kind of guy who cares about my feelings. And then she fucks the guy who's the leader of the motorcycle gang. And at some point, men stopped looking at the fact that the women are fucking the motorcycle gang and started listening to their words about sensitive 90 guys. And because men want sex, and because men, we think logically and rationally, and we communicate overtly as opposed to covertly, and I'm stealing that from The Rational Male. It's a great book. Really, you need to read The Rational Male. It's a fantastic book. Because men communicate overtly, and men, the 80%, apparently don't understand that women communicate covertly, that women don't have self-awareness, yada, yada, yada. This 80% came more often, maybe they wouldn't be so stupid. Maybe you got laid. Anyway, they came, metaphorically speaking, to the conclusion that what women say has more validity than what women do. And so the 80% began altering their behavior based on women's words under the hope that, well, if I'm just sensitive enough and if I'm just tolerant enough and if I vote Democrat enough, eventually a woman will have sex with me. I just need to do what women say. I just need to change myself to make myself more in alignment with what women say they want. If women want sensitive 90s guys who talk about their feelings, why did so many women spend so much money and time on 50 Shades of Grey, which is about a billionaire? And this reveals what women really want. Okay, you want to know what women really want? Read 50 Shades of Grey. They want to be sexually dominated by rich men. It doesn't matter what they say. Read romance novels. I know it'll be painful, guys. I heard it one time. I haven't verified these statistics are still true or that they were ever true. And this is why I'm always right, because when I say something that I have not verified, I tell you right up front, I haven't verified it. I heard it one time that the best-selling book genre is a romance novel. And I believe it, because there's all these women out there with all of these unfulfilled romantic needs. So first of all, if you look at our society around us and you see, and I'm talking pretty much exclusive, I'm excluding everybody who's not white men here, because we're talking about white men, and this doesn't, we just are, because white men are the ones who are targeted for extermination here. If you look at all the white men who are these sensitive 90s fucking fairy fucking metrosexual pajama boy guys, if that's what women want, there's plenty of them. So why the hell are these women all so goddamn unhappy? Why are these women all single? Why is there this book about Datanomics, about how there's all these poor women who just can't find boyfriends and husbands? Well, if women really want little pajama boy metrosexual men, which are everywhere, why can't these chicks who are all strong and independent and have careers and all this, why can't they find men? Read a romance novel. Read a couple. I know it's painful. Get some. I've trogged through a few of them. I didn't read them. This is where I'm going. Audiobooks. Thank God for audiobooks. I have listened to some romance novels via audiobooks. The guys in the romance novels are not pajama boys. They are not metrosexuals. Okay? What's his name in 50 Shades of Grey? Whatever. Stephen Gray. I don't know what his name is. He's not a metrosexual. He's not a pajama boy. Okay? That is not what women want. But that is what women say they want, because they have no fucking self-awareness and because they're liars. I'm sorry. They communicate covertly. I'm so judgmental. But 80% of men at some point started believing this bullshit and became the metrosexual pajama boys that they think women want. Those men are stupid. Now, unfortunately, then younger men growing up didn't have any decent parenting, didn't have any decent male figures in their lives, and so there's a whole generation now that as they're growing up, they have never been exposed to the concept of an actual masculine man, muscles, money, motorcycle. Right? Their entire experience of what it is to be a man is based on metrosexual pajama boys. And thus, the amount of the number of men who will actually make a woman cream her panties is plummeting. When you ask a woman what kind of man she at the hold on, coffee. Hold on, water. It's like a chaser kind of scenario. Hold on, martini. I wish. Not yet. Maybe for the next one. So we're knocking out a couple episodes today. I may have to whip up a martini. It reminds me, I got to tell you guys about the... Anyway, tangenting. Stop. Stop. No tangenting. Bad boy. Bad. Bad great one. All right. Blah, 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 blah. When you ask a woman what kind of man she's sexually attracted to, she essentially lays out the criteria for a cissified beta male orbital. That is what she does. But when you look at who women fuck, they're not spreading their legs for the cissified beta male orbitals. That's not who they're fucking. They're fucking the unemployed guy who lives with his parents. They're fucking Christian Grey. That's his, I just remembered. They're fucking the prisoner. Right? They're fucking the guy in the motorcycle gang. Women, they biologically, evolution has said unto them, you need to spread your legs for men who have the brain seized up. I'm trying to think of how to put this. You got to spread your legs for men who have, I was going to say the quality sperm. I'm just going to say the quality sperm. I know that doesn't mean anything, so I'm going to try to define that. Evolution has said to women, you have to spread your legs for the quality sperm because, remember, women are parasites on men. They're going to have the children. They're going to have a male child. When the woman is old, she needs the male child to take care of her. If her male child or male children are incompetent little sissified pajama boys, how are they going to go out and kill a fucking mammoth so that she can... Remember, back in these days, there wasn't such thing as a vegan. How the fuck is she going to survive if her children cannot defend her from aggressors, if they can't kill animals to feed her, if they can't gather resources like wood to build a fire, you know, all of this stuff. They need strong, competent, capable male children to keep them alive in their old age. Again, you can fucking hate me all you want. You can talk about racist, sexist, homophobic. This is evolution. I know it hurts your fucking feelings because you believe in science and global warming and other religions like that. This is science. Women want to spread their legs for men who can destroy their enemies, for men who can overcome obstacles, for men with strength and determination, men who don't let anything stop them from achieving their goals, such as criminals, right? It's like, well, it's illegal to do what I'm going to do, but and the entire government will try to stop me from doing it, and social norms will stop me from doing it, but I'm going to do it anyway. And then he gets caught and he goes to prison, but that's why the woman prison guard fucks him, because she looks at him and she says, this is a guy who doesn't let anything stop him. This is why women want to fuck criminals. This is why, as I've explained, women go into fields like social work. Because when you're doing social work, you're meeting with all these people who are scumbags. And that which makes them scumbags is their rejection of social norms, such as they're being alcoholics, they're drug addicts, they're drug dealers, they're rapists, they're murderers, they're child molesters. They're going against the grain to achieve what they want to achieve despite all of these obstacles. That's why women want to fuck scumbags. Because scumbags have the DNA to make the children who will come out and say, well, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to protect my mother, fuck everybody else. Now, they women, again, aren't smart enough to understand that if your child is scumbaggy, sociopathic enough, your child's not going to give a shit about you. But that's another story. Sorry, I'm reading notes. All right, so I did all that. Self-awareness. All right, so let's recap. Women have no self-awareness. They don't know what they are sexually attracted to in a man. Men do not know. The 80% of men do not know. They've completely lost sight, if they ever had it, of the fact that women have no self-awareness and that women give erroneous information about what they are sexually attracted to. These 80% of men then take this erroneous information and attempt to become this because they're stupid. Women now have problem. Yes, you see, men's stupidity does come back around to being the woman's problem. Women want to be fucked by the strong men, the men who can overcome, the men who are determined, the men who are powerful, the men who are criminals, the men who are scumbags, the men who are pieces of shit. So, you're a woman. It's the year 2016. You're in North America. You're in, whatever, the People's Republic of Fort Collins. You're looking around, and you're looking for that man with the determination, the strength, the not giving a fuck, the man who's going to give you that sperm cell, that's going to give you that child, who is going to overcome obstacles and support you and protect you and all this other stuff. And all you see around you is metrosexual pajama boys. Okay, I mean, you can get a job as a prison guard, or you can get a job as a... What the fuck do you call those idiots? I was just talking about it. A social worker. But there's only so many jobs like that you can get. Couple with that the prime directive of Western civilization as it stands today, North America civilization as it stands today, which is that no white woman must ever experience discomfort. Now, of course, women are sexually attracted to men who cause them discomfort, right? Again, the man who chases the woman around and gives her presents and all this other stuff doesn't get any pussy. The man who ignores the chick, he's the one who gets the pussy. So there's all these metrosexual pajama boys running around doing everything in their power to make sure no white woman ever experiences discomfort. They're just beta male, orbital, all the fuck all over her. And while women say this is what they want, they're not getting their panties wet. They are not creaming between the legs over this. They want the men who will come in and grab them and tell them to shut their mouth and make a pie and then fuck the shit out of them. They want Christian Grey. They want the rich man with the big muscles to fucking put them in the little harness thing and hang them up in the air and put a ball gag in their mouth and fuck them in the ass with a Coke bottle. That is what they sexually desire, because Christian Grey, he's got the good DNA, and he's got the resources, right? The little pajama boy, I'm a hipster, and I'm a barista. And you're not getting laid, because you don't have money, you don't have muscles, you don't have the motorcycle. And the little hipster barista boy may be saying, I had sex. Okay, yes, you did have sex with a fat woman with tattoos and piercings and orange hair. But again, I'm confining this discussion to what we will, for lack of a better term at the moment, define as quality women. Okay. What do we mean by that? Okay. Women who aren't fat, women who don't have piercings and tattoos, women who have long hair, women who are attractive and thus can have their choice among men. Okay, we're not talking about fat skanks who have to take what they can get, just like a large number of men. Again, No, let me remind you, yes, just like most women in the United States today are total pieces of shit, I completely agree. Most men are also total pieces of shit. Girls, for you women out there who are actually decent fucking intelligent women who are not stupid, I understand you have nothing to choose from when it comes to men. I fucking get it. That's the whole point of this, because men are stupid. Men have believed that you want fucking metrosexual pajama boys. That's why you're looking around going, where the hell's the man with money, muscles, and motorcycles? Oh, there aren't any. I get it. Okay, I get it. I fucking get it. So you're a woman. You're not fat, you're not tattooed, you're not stupid. But you don't have self-awareness, because none of you do, no matter how good a woman is, there's no self. So you're looking around, and you want some cock. And you want to get fucked. And your biology and your evolution is driving you to fuck a quality man. The man with the good, powerful sperm that's going to give you the strong child who's going to allow you to parasite off of him when you're old. And you look around and you see the metrosexual pajama boys. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? I mean, you can't fix them. You can't magically change them into Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like I said, not everybody can get a job at the prison or as a social worker where you're going to meet the sort of men you're biology wants you to fuck. The scumbags, the criminals. Since the 80% of heterosexual white men around you aren't up to your biological standards, and again, not saying the women are evil because they have biological standards. Not saying that at all. It's biology. It's not evil. Where are you going to get good men? You're going to import them from other countries. And where, at this moment, right now, 2016, on the planet Earth, where are the very best men at? Muslim countries. Because in Muslim countries, the men don't take shit off their women. The women do what they're told to do. The men throw homosexuals off the tops of buildings. The men kill people in the streets. The men are strong. The men don't give a shit whether or not you like them, agree with them. And if you don't believe in their religion, they'll fucking kill you. That's the good sperm cells right now. 2016, that's the good sperm. And that's the sperm that women want.